Hello, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Tuesday, the 29th of April, 2014, and I'm sitting in my kitchen and looking at the dishwasher, and there's 9 minutes left before it's finished, and I need an essential piece of equipment out of the dishwasher to cook my next dish. It has been a busy couple of days. On Sunday, I did a cookery demonstration at the Dublin Bay Prawn Festival in Howth. And that went down extremely well. I've never seen fish disappear in such a short amount of time. And then I came home by the roundabout way because I hitched a lift home with my sister and they needed to go to IKEA, which was such a travesty. I had to go to IKEA, and actually I went to IKEA and came out with very, very little. But yesterday was all about trying to catch up on deadlines and work and bits and pieces here and there, and of course I have a laundry basket that is 2 miles high and so much housework and cleaning to be done after the Easter holidays when things kind of got a bit slack around here because I was out and about a good bit and we did some day trips with the kids and stuff like that, so obviously household work kind of went to pot. So today it's all about shooting, photography wise of course. I've just shot a lunch recipe for my own blog. I'm waiting for an essential piece of equipment to come out of the dishwasher so that I can finish cooking and then shoot a dinner recipe for the Irish Independent. I am now contributing regularly to their digital team, so you'll see me over on independent.ie a good bit, which is fantastic. And then I have a radio interview to do this afternoon. I also have one or two phone calls to make. And there's also the usual deadlines for other clients, and there's pieces for parent.ie and for my own blog to be taken care of. So it is busy, busy, busy around here at the moment, but I'm really relishing the fact that the five-year-old has gone back to school. It's given myself and the two-year-old an awful lot of space. He hadn't been napping over the last 2 weeks, and I didn't think that it was down to having his brother around, but it turns out that it is. So yesterday and today he's actually gone for a nap, which has been fantastic because it means that I have a little bit of time to myself to get stuff done, particularly when it comes to shooting for the food blog, because I find it very difficult to, especially now he's a good bit older, to set things up and to take shots when there's little hands in the frame. When he was much younger, he couldn't climb up high enough to get at the food, or he couldn't climb at all. Now he's at an age where he wants to climb up, he wants to take a look, he wants to stick his hands in it far more. There are little grubby paw prints on my curtains in the kitchen from where he's managed to pull himself up and then put his hands on the curtains. Not that they're heavy curtains or anything like that, they're actually muslin cloths. But I have muslin cloths hanging from the windows. It looks far better than it sounds. It's to diffuse the light for food photography. So that makes a little bit of a difference to me. So what's going on over the rest of the week? Well, it's all about work, really. There's a couple of recipes. When I say a couple, I mean a lot. There's a lot of recipes to be developed for clients. There's a couple of products to be reviewed for clients that won't go up on the blog. They're opinion pieces that'll go directly back to the client. And there is also a bucket load of cleaning to be done in the house. And I have a couple of new projects underway that are going to be very interesting to work on. So there's an awful lot of preparation to do on those. So in the meantime, if you're a parent and you're interested in submitting to the new Irish parenting website for parents by parents, parent.ie would love to hear from you. If you'd like to email submissions@parent.ie, I can forward you on our guidelines and we can talk about whether or not you'd like to see your writing featured there. And you can, as always, contact me on the website, which is wholesomeireland.com. You can contact me on any of my social media networks. For most of them, you'll find me as Wholesome Ireland on the likes of Instagram, Facebook, Audioboo. But on Twitter is the one place where you'll find me as @wholesomeie.